restless soul, and she wondered what it would have been like to live a different kind of life in the arms of a pretty Frenchman with long hair who smoked Gauloise between his full lips. She hated small talk, loved painters and New York and the thought of riding elephants in India and lovers who would sing to her and buy fancy rings for her hands. Her hands were big and brown, covered in silver and stone, and all that she owned she could carry in her hands in a battered old carpet bag she'd had for 50 years. Lipsticks and toothpicks, pink velvet and roses. She'd always loved roses, something to smell.